your Bibles, please, to the 90th Psalm, Psalm 90, page 644 in your Schofield Reference Bible. We're reading the first six verses. We'll read the verses responsively. The first verse is the text verse for this morning's message. Psalm 90, verses 1 through 6, page 644 in your Schofield Bible. Let's stand, please, all of us standing, as is the custom here. Lord, Thou hast been our dwelling place in all generations. Before the mountains were brought forth, or ever Thou hadst formed the earth and the world, even from everlasting to everlasting, Thou art God. Thou turnest man to destruction and sayest, Return, ye children of men. For 1,000 years in Thy sight are but as yesterday when it is past, and as a watch in the night. Thou carriest them away as with a flood. They are as a sleep in the morning. They are like grass which groweth up. In the morning it flourisheth and groweth up. In the evening it is cut down and withereth. And let's pray. Father, how we thank You for Your word. It stands fast. And it's our foundation. We thank You for a church where Your word is honored and preached in power. And we thank You for this great crowd. We thank You for all of these dear people. But we thank You especially for Your word and a preacher who will preach it to us this morning. Help us to receive it, digest it, put it to work in our lives. Please, in Jesus' name, amen.
I spent about 8 hours Monday preparing my sermon this morning. And in about 2 hours on an airplane Thursday, I decided not to preach it. I was consumed with something. I hope you will listen to me as I leave to you what to me is a great blessing. Our Father, bless me as I speak, and the people as they hear. May our hearts be warmed in a sweet and happy way. Amen. It is now 18 minutes until 12. I promise you, as I always do on Lord's Supper Day, I will not be speaking past 12:10. I also promise you that you'll be dismissed before 12:30. It is always the case. When it's necessary, we'll stop baptism and let you leave and finish baptizing later. But I do want you to listen to me. And this sermon, by the way, is so simple. I believe it's simple enough where even deacons can understand it. I'm very sentimental. I'm a very sentimental person. I weep easily. To me, places become sacred and things become enshrined, and I'm very sentimental. However, this house now, I walked out of the house. We'd lived for 40 years. I didn't shed one tear. I didn't feel one moment sadness or nostalgia. I couldn't believe it. I absolutely. So I got to asking myself the question on the airplane the other day. Jack, I let myself call myself Jack. And I said, how did you do that? The night that we slept in it the last time, it was eerie. Because it was the end of an era, 40 years. But I did not feel nostalgic. I did not feel sad. I was stunned. The next morning, we ate breakfast there. It was the last meal we'd eat in that place after 40 meals. I didn't cry. I didn't feel sad. I walked out of the house and didn't even wave goodbye. It's not like me at all. I'm very sentimental, as I said. Then I got to examining myself. How did you do that, Jack? Dr. Hiles. How did you do that? And from that came the thoughts that I'm going to leave with you very briefly this morning. We live in a new home, new house, a condominium. There are 39 other condominiums in the same building. Everything is different. I mean, if you ever move from a house to a condominium, you're going to find everything is different. The yard is immaculately cared for by someone else. And it's so different not to have Ms. Howes out doing the yard. And it's immaculately cared for by someone else. The parking. We for 40 years, we went into a garage and then got out of the car, walked into the house about, 6 or 10 feet away, and we're in the house. Now then, there's a garage under the condominium, a big parking garage under the condominium, and each condo has a space. Now, we only have one space. I'm trying to rent another if I can, because I'd like Ms. Howes to be able to park inside, too, if I can. Some of you sit up right there and quit laying down again on the pew. This is church, not a summer party. So, but it's so different. We come up to the door, push a button, and the door opens. We don't even have to push the button for the door to close. It knows when to close. As we drive in, there's a dumpster. It's back in the back of the building, a dumpster over here. And at night, two little chipmunks are there having their midnight snack as we drive in. Not chipmunks. Raccoons, yeah, chipmunks. Raccoons are there. And by the way, the lid was down. But Jack, I saw there. I thought, how do they get in that thing? They can open that lid to that dumpster. One was over here on one side, pushing down, and the other was lifting on this side. I never saw such organization in my life. I thought about hiring two of my assistant pastors, but it's all different. Everything is so. And so we drive in, we get out of the car, and then we walk to a door, and we have a special key that you can't have it remade. You have to buy this key from the association there, and then you get in the door, and then there's a room and an elevator. And you get on the elevator and ride up to your floor. We're on the second floor. And it's so different. Everything is different. The entrance to it is different. I park out in front, of course, and Ms. Howes parks in the garage. And so she wanted to park in the garage, and I wanted to park in the garage. We compromised. She parks in the garage. And so I get out. I walk up. And you have to put the key in and open this special door. I go across a lobby, looks like a five-star hotel lobby, gorgeous lobby, and get on the elevator. Everything is different. Our kitchen is different. It's smaller. We don't have room for a kitchen table and chairs, but it's a very beautiful kitchen, a lot different than we had. And the neighbors are not in the house next door. We sleep about 6 inches from our neighbors. And just about that much space between our neighbors and us. And the air-conditioned vents, instead of being in the floor, they're up in the ceiling. Everything is different. Our garbage, you've got to hear this. Our garbage. We don't have to take our garbage out. We walk out in the hallway, just a few doors down. There's a closet there, a walk-in type closet. You walk in, you pull open a chute, drop your garbage down the chute. It goes down into a dumpster on its own. You never have to take the garbage out. By the way, I bought the whole building. I'm selling condominiums in case you'd like to buy it. Everything is different. I got to go to the washroom about 2 o'clock in the morning. I went to the one on Greenwood rather than the one where we live now. And I bumped into the wall, and finally I said, where am I? Everything is different. We bought a new bed. The bed is high like that. You got to have a pole vault to pole vault yourself up into the bed. And actually, your nose will bleed. You're so high. It's everything's different. We have electric heat instead of gas heat. We have electric stove instead of a gas stove. We had made a little extra money, but in the deals, so we bought a new living room suit. It's different. We bought 3 new chairs. We bought 6 new tables, a new bedroom suit, a new sleeper sofa for the den. Had to buy a new dishwasher even, and everything is so different. He said, "Well, Howes, you feel at home yet?" "Oh yes." I felt at home as soon as I walked in the door. Let me tell you why. This is home. This is home. Home is not a place. Home is a person. I want you to get, thank you. I want you to get it. I told her which sermon I was going to preach this morning, and she said, preach that one. I want the attention. No, the truth is, she did not know I was going to do this at all. But I'm saying, home is a person. 40 years ago, this next month in August, we left Garland, Texas, after having pastored there for numbers of years. I asked a lady, when we were back visiting one time, I said, do you still go to Miller Road Baptist Church? She said, no. Well, I said, I saw your car there at the church the other day. Oh, she said, I go to the same building, but I don't go to Miller Road Baptist Church. She said, Brother Hiles is Miller Road Baptist Church. You see, home is a person. I asked Dr. John Rice one time. I said, Dr. Rice, who will take your place as editor of the Sword of the Lord? And Dr. Rice said to me, he said, there won't be any Sword of the Lord when I'm gone. I said, you mean it's going to disband? Oh, no. He said, there'll be a paper. But he said, I am the Sword of the Lord. And I may be gone, and it'll be a paper, and someone else will edit that paper. But he said, I am the Sword of the Lord. I'm saying, home, that's the title of my sermon. Home is a person. And the honest, simple truth is, we have part of the deal. We left 3-bedroom suites in that house as a part of the deal. And I have missed a single one of them. We left the kitchen where I washed dishes thousands and thousands of times. And it didn't bother me a bit. I mean, not a bit. Why? Because home is sitting here on the front row of the choir. Home is a person. We lived in 19 different places when I was a boy. We moved 18 years. We lived in 19 different places. One time a one-room place. We had numbers of two-room apartments. We had four of our places had outdoor toilets. We lived in 10 different apartments. Three of these were two-room shacks, if you please. But I always felt at home. Why? Because home was Mama, you see. And Mama was always there. Our text says that Jesus is our dwelling place. In Revelation, it says, chapter 21, verse 3, it says the Lord is our tabernacle, and Jesus is our dwelling place. By the way, let me tell you some more things about our condominium. It is beautiful, gorgeous. Please, folks, either talk outside. Hey, fellas, either talk outside or something, but don't do that here. Folks are behind you, and I want the folks to hear. Listen carefully. I'm going to tell you about a condo. You say, I don't think you'll take Sunday morning and tell us about your condo. Then don't ever do it, but I'm going to tell you about ours. It is hidden in the woods. It is on Ridge Road, about half a block or less from the busiest intersection in Munster, Ridge Road, one of the busiest streets in all the Calumet region, and it's on Ridge Road. And yet, when you drive in, you wouldn't see it. Most of you never saw it before. You drive in, within 200 yards, you are in the most beautiful woods you ever saw. And yet, though you're in the woods and can only see beautiful trees back there and beautiful landscaping, the truth is, and this is the best part about it, within one half block from our condominium, there are 10 eating places. There is Pizza Hut right across the street. There is Dairy Queen right next door. There is Subway, a delicatessen, Commander's, Long John Silver, the Giro place, the New Moon Chinese restaurant, a frozen yogurt place, and Old Town Hall. Glory to God in the highest, Brother Keith. You ought to move next door to us, son. It looks like you just left there. But anyway, but that isn't all. It is landscaped beautifully. Giant oaks around it. Flower gardens everywhere. A canopy stretches like a big hotel. A canopy from the front door stretches out to the sidewalk. Beautifully decorated hallway. Ritz-Carlton-like lobby. Interior or indoor social room. An exercise room. Big, looks like an athletic club. All kinds of exercise equipment in there. I mean, I go there every morning and walk by it. But indoor pool, Ms. Hiles and I enjoy that so much. And sauna for men, a sauna for women. a huge porch all over the back for picnic area, gorgeous doors, a library, the living room wall. You walk in from the hallway, and there's the living room wall. It's all glass. Leads out to an enclosed balcony that is all glass, 18 feet long, and nothing but beautiful trees outside that beautiful place. Second floor, view of Oaks and Munster Park. Same view in each bedroom. We eat breakfast this morning, ate breakfast on the balcony. And we do that very regularly. I get up, fix breakfast, take it out to the balcony, and we eat breakfast out there. The main bathroom is, tub is marble. Solid marble. And right beside that, there's a shower. Not in the tub, but a shower. And the shower is marble. That's the women's room. The men's room is down the hallway a little bit where I go, and it's sort of coming. But somehow I'm getting the short end of this stick somewhere or other. But it's beautiful. I said a while ago, we eat breakfast on the balcony or at a bar, sitting on bar stools, served by the prettiest blonde-haired barmaid you ever saw in your life. Two great walk-in closets, a large utility room, and somebody said, what is your favorite thing about the condo? This is my favorite thing about the condo. He said, what's the prettiest thing about the condo? This is the prettiest thing about the condo. With all this bragging, could I have the parking place down in the garage? Thank you. Before long, I will go to heaven. I'm not going on the next load. Before long, I'll go to heaven. I will see golden streets and gates of pearl, foundations of precious stone. I'll see the tree of life. I'll see the river of life and the gates of pearl. I will feel forever no pain. I will know no sorrow. I will never shed a tear. I will have no night. I will bury no loved ones. I will fear no death. I will hear no profanity. I will smell no tobacco. I will have no sickness. I will witness no evil. I will commit no sin. I will carry no burden. I'll make no enemies. I'll shoulder no heartache. I'll share no blame. I'll feel no weariness. I'll bear no separation. I'll know no end. I'll harbor no grudges, and I'll seek no revenge. In just a few days, months, years at the most, I'll be there. I'll be there in the land that is fairer than day. I'll be there. I will meet my two little sisters I've never seen before. I'm looking forward to it. I never saw them. They both died before I was born. They both were, each was seven at the time of the death. And I'll meet my little sisters. I can't wait to do so. I'll see my mama. I'll play with my little grandson. Went to heaven a few weeks ago. I'll hear Billy Sunday preach and Charles Spurgeon and George Whitfield and Charles Finney and the Apostle Paul. I'll be reunited with John Rice and my preacher friends of my youth with whom I shared pulpits across America and around the world. And Bob Jones Sr. and R.G. Lee and Lester Olof and Ford Porter and Bill Rice and G.B. Vick. And that isn't all. I'll spend a while with George Huizenga reliving the time that he led them to call me and suggest I become pastor of this church. And we'll have a meeting of all of our First Baptist Church people up there. And we'll have a time. We may spend a few thousand years just talking about the wonderful blessings we have. It won't be long till I'll be there. But when I see Jesus, I'll feel at home. Home is a person. He is heaven. Blessed assurance. Jesus is mine. Oh, what a foretaste of glory divine. For 51 years, I've been a pastor. For 54 years, nearly, I've been a Baptist preacher. I've preached about him. I've bragged on him. I've told people about him. I've tried to exalt him. How many times I've done what this morning? I've tried to exalt him properly during Lord's Supper time. I've tried to exalt him during my preaching and for all these years. But I've never seen him. I wonder what he looked like. I wonder how tall he is. I wonder exactly what color hair he has. I know he won't have long hippie hair. What's he like? Oh, I want to see him, look upon his face. Oh, I want to thank him for his saving grace. Home is a person. You see, heaven is our home. This world is not our home. We're just passing through. Our treasures are laid up somewhere beyond the blue. The angels beckon me from heaven's golden shore, but I just can't feel much at home in this world anymore. This world is not our home. Hey, the Bible says our citizenship is in heaven. But the thing about heaven that's home is not gates of pearl. It's not streets of gold. It's not walls of all kinds of precious stone. It's not the tree of life. It's not the river of life. It's not just because it's a place with no sin, no sorrow, no heartache, no death, no sickness, no broken heart, no broken dreams or aspirations or plans or our heavy heart. It's a home. Jesus is the home. 'Tis heaven to me where'er I may be if he is there. I'm saying home is a place. You see, folks, hell was not prepared for you. Heaven's your home. If you go to hell, you'll be an intruder. Matthew chapter 5 and verse 41 says, then shall say to those on the left hand, depart from me, ye cursed, into everlasting fire, prepared for the devil and his angels. Hell was not prepared for you, and God made it so you wouldn't have to go there. And if you go there, you'll be an intruder. And how foolish you are, not only to spend eternity in the fires of hell, but with the fellowship of the evil one. And bless God, you can today say yes to Jesus Christ, walk down this aisle, say, I know I'm a sinner, I know I'm lost, I know I deserve to go to hell, but Jesus died for me, as he mentioned a while ago at Lord's Supper time, and I'll receive him as my Savior. Not only can you walk down streets of pure gold, not only can you walk through gates of pearl, not only can you see the beautiful foundation of all precious stones, not only can you see a place where there's no heartache or sorrow or death or pain, but the best thing about heaven, ladies and gentlemen, you'll see him who is home.
Home is a person. And Jesus is that person. I was in the Los Angeles airport. It was about 1 o'clock in the morning, midnight to 1 o'clock in the morning. I'd taken the red-eye flight back to Chicago and going to fly through the night. Walked up to the counter there. A little gal agent was there, a rather attractive young lady. She said, Mr. Hiles, she said, what flight are you on? I told her, gave him a ticket. And she said, is Chicago your final destination? I said, no, ma'am. She said, that's all you have a ticket to. And I said, no, it isn't. She said, what is your final destination? I said, you asked me. I didn't think this would be up. You asked me. And I said, heaven. Here's my final destination. Hey, what's yours? Huh? Hey, what's yours? The stupidest person in this room is a person that will burn in hell with the devil for fellowship when he could walk down golden streets and see the same Savior face to face.
About 12:30, 1 o'clock in the morning, I said, heaven. She said, well, how do you get a ticket there? I said, ma'am, you asked me again. She said, right there in that airport, and won that little lady to Jesus Christ. She got her ticket to heaven. And but I'm looking forward to heaven. I said a while ago, I want to see my mama. I go to Brother Young's office at the college. His office is in the same room where my mother breathed her last breath and spoke her last words. It was in that little room where she said goodbye to me on September 19, 1984. We sang together, sweet hour of prayer. Sweet hour of prayer that calls me from the world of care and bids me at my Father's throne make all my wants and wishes known. We sang that together, a tune that had never been sung before. And by the way, neither of us were singing the same tune either. But we sang together. And I'm just a heartbeat away from Mama. I want to see her. There's so many folks there. I'm looking forward to seeing. I'll never feel at home. I'll see my mama. I won't feel at home yet. I'll see John Rice, and though I want to see him, I won't feel at home. But whenever I look in the face of him who died for me, he holds out those nail-scarred hands to greet me.
of your home then. Home is a person. And that person is Jesus Christ. And you know what? I won't be homesick with the condominium. I have a sneaking suspicion that the tree of life is prettier than the ones outside our window. I got a sneaking suspicion that the beauty of that, well, I know it, but I won't be homesick. I'm not homesick for 8232 Greenwood. In fact, I almost forgot the number of it. I don't know, I don't even remember it. I think we had a bedroom or two. I think we had a bathroom or two. I don't remember. Why? Because home is not 8232 Greenwood, and home is not a four-bedroom house with about 3,000 square feet. Home is not a place where you've got a nice living room and a beautiful living room suit and 2.5 baths. Home is not a place where you have a nice kitchen and a kitchenette. Home is not a place. Home is a person. And thank God, when I left 8232 Greenwood, I took my home with me. There she sits in the choir. I'm saying don't miss Jesus. He's home. He's home. He's home. Home is not a place. Home is a person. And that person is Jesus. Jesus, Jesus, Jesus. Sweetest name I know. Fills my every longing, keeps me singing as I go. There's not a friend like the lowly Jesus. No, not one. No, not one. Jesus is the sweetest name I know. And He's just the same as His love to Him. What a friend we have in Jesus, all our sins and griefs to bear. What a privilege to carry everything to God in prayer. Won't you trust Him this morning? If you've never trusted Him, won't you trust Him this morning? Go home with me. Go home with me. I'm pressing on the upward way. New heights I'm gaining every day. I'm going to Beautyland and see the gorgeous, beautiful things prepared for me and leave the things that are negative and hurtful and painful. But bless God, home is a person and Jesus is that person. Why don't you trust Him today? Would you bow your heads, please? Our Heavenly Father, as I reasoned at the Pittsburgh airport Thursday morning, examine myself. Why aren't I homesick?
Open your Bibles, please, to the book of Luke, chapter 6. We'll be reading verse 38. You'll find that on page 1081 in your Scofield Bible, 1081. Just this one verse, and then we'll turn to some other verses also in the book of Luke. Let's stand, please, for the reading of